We begin Perek Shisha, the sixth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Avodas Kechavim, the laws of worshipping Avodah Zarah and Bechukos Avdeah, and the laws of those who serve it, in the Sefer Mad, the Book of Knowledge, which in this Perek we discuss other ways of serving Avodah Zarah. As Rambam gives Halacha Aleph regarding what's known as Oiv or Yudaini. Ha'isa Oiv. Someone does Oiv, which is some type of necromancy that someone is an intermediary between those who are still living and those who have passed away. Oyudaini, which is some type of sorcery that says what's not known and about telling the future. So if someone practices this beretzayne willingly, meaning not force, and bezadin deliberately, not by mistake, chayim karis is liable for karis to be cut off his life at a young age. Vim hoyushim edim asra'ad, if there were witnesses and the warning, niskol, he even gets stoned to death. Now, hayushayge, he did it by mistake, maybe chatas kavod, then he brings a set sin offering. Now, ketzur demaisa ha'oiv, what is this action of oiv that's forbidden? This is someone who stands, umakte keteiches yidua. He brings a specific type of incense. Ve'oichis sharvet shal hatas b'yodeh, and he holds on to a stick of a myrtle branch in his hand, umanif, and he waves it. Ve'medab b'lot, and he talks and whispers, b'dvam yidum eslam, in certain types of ways that they know by them, these who practice this. Atshi yishma hashal, until the one who's asking hears, ki'ilu echad medabi, as if someone's speaking with him, and he's responding to what he's asking, from things that are beneath the ground, with a very, very low voice, as if it's not recognizable to the ear. It's just in his thoughts that he senses this. If someone takes a skull of a dead person and he sacrifices to it, and he does some type of incantation and some type of weird action, until it's heard as if there's a voice coming out from beneath his armpit, shuffle ad moed, very, very low, umeshiva in response to him. All these are maisa oivheim, they're all actions of this avodah zarah called oiv. Whoever does any one of this niskal, he gets stoned to death. Halacha beis, ketzin maisa hayudoini, what's this avodah zarah yudoini? Manich etzem oiv sheshmo yadua bepiv. He puts a bone from a bird, which its name is called Yadua, in his mouth, umakter, and he sacrifices. Va'isa mais machem, he does other types of actions, atshiyipo kenichv, until he falls like epileptic. V'idabe pepiv dvarm shasid liyas, and he talks from his mouth things that will be in the future. V'chol elu, all these minya avoides kachovimem, all types of idolatry. V'azhogah shalhem nain, and where do we know the prohibition? Shalom says entire in Parashah in Sefer Vayikra, al tifnu elo oivos v'aleidoinim, and don't turn towards the oivos, those who practice oiv, and Yidoni. Halacha Gimel regarding those who give from their children to the Avodah Zarah called Moilech. Hanesin Mizarah LaMoilech. If someone gives from his children to this Avodah Zarah of the people of Ammon called Moilech, Birtzainu Ubezadin, willingly and deliberately, Chayb Kars is liable for Kars, B'shegik, by mistake, maybe Chatas Kavui brings a sad Karban Chatas. V'masav Eidim V'asra, if he does it with witnesses and with a warning, Niskel gets stoned to Tehashem, like says the Pasim Yikra, Ashiyite Mezar LaMoilech, if he gives from his seed to the Avodah Zarah of Moilech, Mois Yumas, he will surely die, Ama Oret Yigemu Ba'ov, and the people of the land will stone him with stones. Now, V'asachah Shalemenayim, where do we know the prohibition? Shalom says in the Pasig, in Sefer Yikra, U'mezarach Aleisit and L'Havel LaMoilech, and that from your descendants you should not give to pass over to the Moilech. Well, Hal Noimer, elsewhere in Devarim, it says, Lo yimotzei v'cha, it should not be found by yumaver benoyu bita be'ish. Someone who passes by his son and his daughter in the fire. So, Ketzer HaOysim, how'd they do this? Malik ish gedoyla, they would light a huge fire. V'lekech mikta zarin, the person would take some of his children, u'meisri la'kahanehem oiv de'oish, and give it over to the priests, those who worship this fire. V'oysim ha'kahanem noisim, and then those priests would give back ha'ben la'aviv, the son to his father. Achash and Nimtzer beyodim, after it was given over in their hands, lavir ve'esh, to pass it through the fire, b'shusim, with their permission. Vavi haben hu shemave benoy al esh b'shusakanim. Then it would be the father of the son who would pass his son over the fire with their permission of the priest. Umavir beraglav, he would pass him over by foot, and the child would be on his shoulders. Mitzadzel letzadacha, from one side of the fire to the other side, b'toych hashalavish, through the flame. Now leitru soifel amelach, it's not like he burnt him as a sacrifice to the Moilech, the way they do for other Avodah Zarahs, that they burn their sons and the daughters. No, they're just passing through. This was the service that's called Moilech. Therefore, whoever does this service, for any other Avodah Zarah, except for Moilech, Pat is going to be exempt. Because this is a distinct Avodah that was done specifically for Moilech. And therefore, if you do it for some other Avodah Zarah, not going to be Chayav Misa. But had it not been just passing by, but actually would have been literally burning, then actually would be chayiv even for some other avodah zarah because of mekater, which is one of the four generic avodahs that no matter what it is would be chayiv. Halacha dalad. Now, the person is not liable for karas or skila until he gives over his son to the melech, avodah zarah, and that he passes his son through the fire when he's walking through the way that it was done to pass him through. But let's say masr b'lo hevel, let's say he gives him over to the priest but doesn't pass him through the fire, or hevel b'lo masr, let's say he passed him through the fire but didn't give him over, or shemasr, or he did give him over and the hevel passed him through, but shali b'derech avarah, not the way that they were supposed to do the passing through. For example, the son is walking on his own feet and the father is holding his hands. Then pater, until you do it the way they did it, he's going to be exempt. Ve'ena chayiv, and not going to be liable, achim sa miktzah zarah. It's also, the liability is only if he gives over some of his children, ve'enich miktzah, and he leaves over some of his children. Because from his children he's given to the melech, which teaches miktzah only when it's some of them, but likuli not when it's all of them. Halacha hey, now this applies echad zera kasha, whether we're talking about legitimate children, echad zera pasul, whether illegitimate children, echad banav v'neisav, whether his sons or his daughters, and echad b'neim v'neim v'neihem, and whether it be his sons and his son's sons, his grandchildren, al kol yitzirecha, for all his descendants, who chayv is liable, neshim zachri, because all include in the category of his seed, of his descendants. Avam hever echad, but let's say he passes through his brother, o yach yisav, or his sisters, o yabaisav, or his fathers, o yishav asam, or he passes himself through, but he's going to be exempt. Has to be zari. Now, hever echad mizarav hu yashan. Let's say even if he passes one of his descendants, but that child was sleeping or shehayu sumo was blind, pater is going to be exempt. It doesn't qualify for that liability. Halacha vav regarding another problem of a desire of a matzeva. Matzeva, a monument, she'asa ter that the Torah says is forbidden. He binyan shakol miskabtz mitzvah. It's a structure that everyone gathers to it. Even if it's the words of Hashem. Because that was the way of the idol worshippers, and then, like it says in the pasuk in the bottom, you should not erect for yourself a monument which Hashem your God hates. Whoever erects a monument like is going to get lashes. Another thing that's included in the category of additions to avodah zarah is the hewn stone floor. So too the hewn stone, which the stone floor that's written in the Torah. Even if he's bowing down in it for Hashem, like he gets lashed, like says the pasuk, "Yikur of Evan Maskus, a stone floor." You should not place in your land lahashtag was to bow down in it. Nay, because that was the way of the idol worshippers. Lanich Evan lefanau to put a stone in front of the avodah zarah. Lahashtag was to bow down in it. Lafikach inosin kein Hashem. If we don't do the same thing to Hashem. Now, Veina Leke doesn't get lashes, at sheyif shed yodo v'ragav al evan, until he stretches out his hands and his feet on the stone. V'nimtzu kule mutu l'leo, comes out, all of him is laying down on it. Shazu hishtachavoy, mor b'tar, this is the bowing down, the prostrating that's mentioned in the Torah, and only then would he be liable for hishtachavoy on the evan maskus. Halacha zayin, now, but when we say this, is b'shar makomis, all other places. That's the liability of the Mikdash, but in the base of Mikdash itself, mutu l'shtachves l'Hashem alavan, it's permitted to bow down to Hashem on the stone. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Leisidnu ba'artzachem." Don't place this in your lands. Which teaches ba'artzachem yetem shtach malavan. In your lands, you're not allowed to bow down on stone. Avolat shtach malavan, mamitzolz b'Mikdash, but you're allowed to bow down on the stones that are placed in the base of Mikdash. Now, for this reason of this prohibition, nogu kol Yisrael, the custom of all the Jewish people is latzia machtzalois. They put out mats. Bevotech and nesias in the shuls haratzuvas b'avan that their floors are made out of stone, they put out mats so that not to bow down on the stone floor. Oh, you mean the kashva tevan or some types of straw? Hey, lahavnu ben p'neim ben aban to separate between their face and the stones. Now, v'im lematzah davim avdu beinu v'ne evan. Now, if he cannot find something that separates between him and the stone, and he's doing what's called nefilas apayim tachnun, he's bowing down. So he goes to another place and bows down where there is no stone. Which that's how we commonly do tachnun. Or he bows on the side and he leans so that his face doesn't touch the actual stone and enter this category of bowing down on the stone. Halacha ches. Now kol mishtachav al Hashem. Whoever bows down to Hashem alavan mamitzolis. On the stone floors, belay pishur damnigla, without stretching out his hands and his feet, in a lake it doesn't get lashes. But elamakon esim makas matzis, we still give him the lashes of rebellion because even that is similar, and we don't want to do that either. Aval avodes kacham, but if he does it for avodes zara, then echad hashtachaboy b'pishah daimer glaim, whether he's bowing down with stretching out his hands and feet. Like b'lei pishah daimer glaim, even without stretching out his hands and feet, mishol sheyich b'shponet b'karka, once he dips, he pushes his face into the ground, niskel, he already gets stoned for doing this avodes zara. Halacha tes regarding another area of avodes zara, of a certain tree, the asherah tree, that the prohibition of planting any tree in the Beis Hamikdash. Hanatei Elon, if someone plants a tree eitz lamezbeach near the altar in the Beis Hamikdash, b'chol hazorah, the entire courtyard. So bein Elon struck, whether it's a barren tree, bein Elon machal, whether it's a fruit tree, afa b'shasoy lenoi lemikdash. Even though they made it just for beauty in the Beis Hamikdash, the evidence actually very nice. How does a like against lashes? Number can says the pasuk in the bottom. Lestita l'cha asheda. You should not plant for yourself an asherah. Kol eitz mizbech Hashem akecha. Any wood near the mizbech of Hashem your God. Memnei shahoy is a derech of the kachem, because that was the way of the idol worshippers. With noitin ilan mitzab mizbech shalom, they would plant trees near their altar. Kadesh iskap to shamam, so that the people gather over there and again, and I'll do these things. Asherah, the evanaskis, the matzeva, all these things are related to the Israel of avodah zarah. And halach yod actually also lasses achsad derois shall eat by mikdash. He now let him make porches of wood in the base of mikdash. Kedech shayis mechatzeis is the way people make in courtyards. Af bishuba binyan, even though that's a structure, veina eitz natu, it's not a planted tree. Harchok yisaydi, it's an extra level of distance. Shnemekas says in the pasuk, kol eitz, all wood. No wood should be there. Elokol achsad derois, rather all the pavilions, vaschachas, and the overhangs, hayyitzis, melaksalim, shayib mikdash, they came out of the walls that were in the base of mikdash, shall even how you were made out of wood, loy shall eitz, not out of wood, so it was a stone, not wood, and again, because it says kol eitz, not to have anything, not even just the tree itself.